A couple of weeks ago, I was having a good conversation with a friend. Both of us are pretty high achievers, occasionally hyper-responsible, maybe inclined to over-function. Perhaps we admitted to each other as a defense mechanism. So the person paused for a moment and asked, "When you feel below the defenses, what do you find?" I surprised myself by saying, "A baby." Well, I immediately felt a little uncomfortable thinking about all the inner child pop wisdom that was dispensed during the oversimplified transactional analysis fad of the 70s, when everyone seemed to have an idea about what our inner children should be doing and/or what was causing the poor dears to be inhibited. But then, realizing yet another defense when I felt one, I stopped and remembered. It was a few days before the beginning of Advent, when the Christian calendar counsels a watchful kind of waiting. Waiting for the birth of the Holy Child, the humble and transcendent divine baby bringing light and hope into the world. The awesome and the ordinary, in the words of the man who invented Kwanzaa. It wouldn't hurt me to enter the spirit of the season. There may have been no room at the inn, but I could make room within for the spirit of a baby whose birth was heralded by the light of a splendid star. Annie Lennox sings on her excellent Christmas album a song called Universal Child. And she says, "I can feel you. You're everywhere, shining like the sun. The child, the light, the baby, the star, candles. I could come and adore all the joy and the hope that that represents." This is the holy season of promise, when if we let ourselves simply feel the power of myth, if we let ourselves simply feel the soul-changing depth of symbol, we can come and adore all that is meant by the images of a divine child in a barn, all that is meant by light emerging from the nurturing and terrifying darkness. The Hanukkah blessing says, "The candle of God is the soul of man." The newly married Carrie and David found light at midnight mass, hope in the family and the animals of a classic nativity scene, and the miracle of light growing single candle by single candle in the Unitarian Universalist solstice tradition. With our Kwanzaa celebrating sisters and brothers, we say, may joy fill our hearts. May we be faithful and true. With all who rejoice at the return of the light, may we join the blessed madness going against the grain of cold and scarcity. With those who sing the Christian song, we promise that what we can give, we will. We will give our heart. We make room within for the baby. We give our heart to the infant of hope. We wait in the pregnant darkness, in awe and humbleness and joy, we come and adore.